Leon, just maybe walk us through your I guess insight on the game and what it was like for you.
Weird game, I thought. I think they probably capitalized on every single one of their chances, and we gave up a little too much the first 40, and they did a good job of, like I said, capitalizing on their looks. Just gave up too much in the first 40.
Did you feel like you had the chances early, though, to kind of get the game going in your direction?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly did. Lots of looks in the first 10, and then obviously lots of looks in, the last 20. So, but it's tough to win any games when you give up five, so something to clean up.
These games, you feel like if you had five more minutes, though, you guys were just pushing so hard, you might have got it?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. They did a good job at the end, but maybe. I don't know.
What's the messaging in the group after 40 minutes of play in terms of winning that period and maybe to take in some positive momentum?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just go out, play 20 good minutes, and take that into the next game. And just try and build something.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.